for your health here on America Tonight, an important one. Think of endoscopy. I've got Dave Schwartz with us, Citizens for Safe Endoscopy. You think about it, and I know Joan Rivers, if you remember, it's been 2 years, but how shocked and horrified people were when they realized what it was that had happened to her with endoscopy. And, of course, her poor daughter was just beside herself. But I think it really shined a light on what are the problems and how do you ensure that it's safe with the procedure that you're getting that you think is relatively routine, or is it? Dave, thanks so much for popping up on the show. I guess that's the question. Is it relatively routine, or do we just think that?
Well, and thank you for having me on such an important issue. There are multiple facets to this issue, but the bottom line is medical dishonesty and intellectual dishonesty on the part of the medical profession. We have about 10 million upper endoscopic procedures every single year. And these 10 million, for the most part, patients are sedated during those procedures. And this is where the medical dishonesty comes in from. It's about $3,000 or anywhere up to $3,000 to do an in-office upper endoscopic procedure, which means $30 billion. $30 billion in the pockets of the medical industry, and patients are paying that money. There is a procedure, transnasal endoscopy, or transnasal esophagoscopy, which basically is like a spaghetti-like camera that goes through the nose. The patient is completely upright, completely awake during the procedure, and the entire procedure does not take more than 10 minutes. And you get the same screening as you would by sedating a patient and going through the throat for the usual EGD. And the reason why this is happening is all about money. The transnasal procedure, the reimbursement is about $200. The in-office sedation is around $3,000. We think we could save $15 billion a year. And also, obviously, there's a safety issue involved, because although the vast majority of sedated procedures go as planned, 0.5% don't. And they end up in some sort of complication. And obviously, in the Joan Rivers case, it was a tragic complication. So when you look at 0.5, it doesn't sound like that's a big number, but right. 0.5 amounts to 50,000 procedures every single year with complications due to sedation. And some of those people tragically die. And you know, the medical dishonesty that's going on, where patients aren't informed of a safer procedure, where greed is at play here, is just unconscionable.
Yeah, so you're trying to raise that awareness, am I right? And you're doing interviews like this. And what else do you do to let people know, hey, be careful, this is the deal?
You know, we just started this movement. This movement has been really shut down by a lot of forces, whether it's medical societies, the FDA, and also big manufacturers, foreign manufacturers, Olympus, and other endoscopic manufacturers, which own 100% of the endoscope market, and they don't want these issues to come into play. So that's a huge issue. And now with Obamacare, we just heard today that UnitedHealthcare is going to lose $1 billion this year. You know, we could save $15 billion a year in the system, $15 billion, by doing simpler procedures that are safer and are cost-effective, and we're not getting it done, and we're not getting the word out there because of all these forces that spend millions and millions of dollars lobbying to keep the status quo. It's really an unconscionable situation. And then there's the situation of endoscopic cross-contamination. That's the second piece that we're working on.
Yeah,
and we believe, you know, there are 15 million endoscopic procedures every year in the U.S., that 2.7% of them amount to some sort of cross-contamination. That's at least 270,000 patients at risk every single year due to endoscopic cross-contamination. And again, there are technologies out there that could alleviate this problem. There's the endosheath technology. There are disposable endoscopes out there. So we need to push for a complete sterilization standard. You know, this needs to be a semi-critical device, which would call for complete sterilization, as opposed to the disinfection standard that's in place right now, which is the killing of almost all microbial life, but not all. And the types of microbial life that could live through the disinfection process are hepatitis and tuberculosis and all these superbugs.
Wow.
And we have technology out there right now that could avoid this. But again, the forces, the endoscope manufacturers, the medical dishonesty that's going on is a shame. You know, we just want to have an education process and enter into a conversation here where we can do better. We could really do better as a country and alleviate this for patients. And it's the lobbying and it's the big forces out there that are trying to quash this movement.
Yeah, we're speaking with Dave Schwartz, Citizens for Safe Endoscopy, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And, you know, it's interesting you say about the contamination. And this was on the heels, a lot of this started to break on the heels a couple of years ago of Joan Rivers dying and the contamination in Los Angeles in a well-known hospital. And I think that people are just scared to death. And this is good to warn people there are other procedures. And again, when it's suggested by your doctor, you may have some people that take a step back now.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that we got to go to 0 to 100, and,
yep.
And you know, we could have had a conversation all along and an analysis all along over a number of years. And by the way, the cross-contamination outbreaks that we hear about, like UCLA, it just scratches the surface. Because we don't even know about all the patients out there that have been infected. Because the ASGE comes up with it, and that's the American Society of Gastroenterologists, they come up with a fictional number. They say it's 1 out of 1.8 million. At least they were going with that number for a while. I think they're starting to back off it. In order to come up with that number, you know, you have to have an endoscopic procedure in a doctor's office, all right? And then, you know, a few weeks later, you come down with some sort of virus or something. You know, you have to go back to that doctor. The doctor has to say to the patient, oh, yeah, you got infected by the endoscopic procedure that I gave to you 3 weeks ago. And by the way, hang on here 1 second. I'm going to go report this to a medical journal. I think we all understand how fictional and how ridiculous that scenario is. And that's where they came up with their number, 1 out of 1.8 million. It's really a lot more. And there are so many infections that people get, you know, just common infections. A lot of times it's not a major infection when I give the 270,000 number. And they can't, there's just no linkage to the endoscopic procedure that they had. We have to take a good look at this. And there are solutions out there. We have solutions out there. The endosheath technology, which is a giant condom-like object that goes over all the parts of the endoscope that come into contact with the human body, and then the other parts are disposable. That technology is out there today. And I have to tell you, Olympus, you know, they're claiming they didn't know that their duendoscopes were unsafe. They've known about it since the mid-90s. In fact, if you look at some of their patent applications, they admit that there could be problems with cross-contamination. So I have no idea, you know, what's going to happen with them, but somebody needs to take a good look. I know they're under investigation, and, you know, we just need to know the facts.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people have to go through this procedure because you have people that, what's really prevalent, and I know that's always suggested, is people with acid reflux. And I think more and more people have that. So it's not, oh, that's just something that happens with a few people. No. It's still being suggested and recommended all over the place, isn't it?
Sure. Acid reflux is a secret killer because, you know, that could lead to esophageal cancer, which is the fastest growing cancer, and Barrett's esophagus, all kinds of problems. I have the good news, though, with that. With acid reflux, the good news is when you're doing screening for acid reflux and esophageal cancer and all the other related conditions, you don't need to have an endoscopic procedure where you're put out, you lose an entire day of work, and you're risking, there's safety issues in risking that. You could have a TNE, a transnasal esophagoscopy, through the nose, sitting upright. It takes 5 minutes to get a diagnosis of acid reflux. It takes 5 to 10 minutes to do an analysis of your vocal cords and your esophagus. And that's the good news. And the second part of the good news is that technology, the sheath technology, is perfected in the T&E procedures. So every single person can get screened for acid reflux through a T&E procedure, and the patients should really start demanding it. We need a full movement here because they're not teaching T&E in medical schools. They're teaching the traditional methods because of the intellectual dishonesty, I think, that's in the medical profession right now, where they make the $3,000 a pop by putting patients out. And by the way, what about the effects on the economy of a patient being put out and losing an entire day of work, as opposed to a T&E procedure where it's a spaghetti-like camera? It works just as good as the traditional endoscope. And it's videotaped, and the doctor can go back and look at every aspect of it. And I've had it done to myself.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
It works perfectly. And the question becomes, why is this not prevalent? Why don't we have 5 million T&E procedures a year? And it's all intellectual dishonesty and a real conspiracy on the part of the manufacturers.
Absolutely. We got to fly. Dave Schwartz, thanks so much. Check it out. We'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.